At daybreak, on the first day of the week, the women who had come from Galilee with Jesus took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were puzzling over this, behold, two men in dazzling garments appeared to them. They were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He's not here, but he has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and rise on the third day." And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and announced all these things to the 11 and to all the others. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The others who accompanied them also told this to the apostles, but their story seemed like nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, bent down, and saw the burial cloths alone. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends, this celebration, this vigil that we celebrate tonight is the mother of all liturgies. It is referred to as the liturgy of all liturgies, as it anticipates in the most profound way the resurrection of Christ. And what is resurrection for us? Well, St. Paul puts it in the most eloquent words as to what this resurrection of Christ is for us. He said, "If Christ has not been raised, then empty is our preaching, empty to our faith. If Christ has not been raised, our faith is in vain. If Christ did not resurrect from the dead, then there is no point of being here." The vigil began in darkness, but not in a cold and shivering darkness, but rather in the midst of the warmth of the fire that we bless. It begins in darkness because God, before we celebrate the blessing of the fire, as part of the liturgy, is still dead, beginning from Good Friday. And the temporary absence of God because of the death of Jesus is the truest and most real darkness that humanity experiences. But this darkness is only temporary because as the fire is blessed, which symbolizes Jesus Christ himself, that darkness would be vanquished. Then right after the blessing of the fire, we had the procession of this Paschal candle, which speaks of Jesus Christ as the true light promised by the Father, who would set the world on fire, giving warmth again to the hearts that were frozen by sin. And as the deacon echoed the words, "The light of Christ," the whole congregation responds with confidence, "Thanks be to God," an affirmation that we are indeed sons and daughters of the light and not of darkness. right before the resurrection, the world of the disciples just stopped. It was static. They were hiding. They were in great fear. They were paralyzed by their fear. They could not move. They were hiding. But the resurrection of Christ changed that. Suddenly, we heard movements in different direction, literally. Mary Magdalene in today's gospel ran. The disciples ran. They were running all over the place. From being static, from being paralyzed. Now, they were running all over the place. You could hear their breath as if they were running for their lives as they approached the tomb of Jesus. Just reflecting on this, we could say that the season of Easter, the resurrection of Jesus, Easter is not a noun but a verb. It is about movements. It's about actions, rising, hearing, proclaiming. An action on the part of God, and we respond by action as well. We see that in the most dramatic way, especially in the Easter Vigil celebration tonight. There were a lot of things going on. You know, in fact, myself, I have to have like a binder. Because if not, I might get lost. There's a lot of things going on. Lighting of the candles, the passing of the light, pouring of the water later on, anointing of the oil, etc. There's lots of movements. And all of these movements, all articulating the dynamic action of God's divine life in us. The Eastering of God in our lives. Divine movements. Recreating, refashioning us again. That's really what Easter is all about. Easter is about faith that cannot be still. It is like a wildfire that changes everything that it touches. That's how the Catholic faith has grown. It's always on the move, feeding, proclaiming, journeying, healing, celebrating, building, all rooted in this resurrection event. If this is what Easter is all about, then we can ask ourselves, is this dynamic movement of the Holy Spirit working in my life? Or am I stuck at the moment? I'm just going through the flow. I'm like a water lily, just going with the flow of the river. Or am I truly responding to these divine movements in my life? How are the Easter movements of rising, hearing, proclaiming can take place in us right now? Remember what St. Paul also proclaims about this resurrection of Christ. He said, "Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" We are Easter people. What does it even mean? It does not just mean believing in the resurrection, but rather it's about finding in our own lives the spirit of the resurrection itself. Because we become instruments of life, instruments of the divine movements that we find in the very life of Christ Himself. Hermanos, esta vigilia pascual que celebramos esta noche, lo que yo dije en inglés, es la madre de todas las liturgias. Se llama la liturgia de las liturgias, puesto que anticipa de una manera muy profunda la resurrección de Cristo. Y comenzamos la vigilia en oscuridad, pero no en una oscuridad congelada y temblando de frío, pero más bien en el calor de una fogata que bendecimos. Y comienza en la oscuridad porque Dios todavía está muerto desde el Viernes Santo. Y esta ausencia temporaria de Dios es porque la muerte de Cristo trae la oscuridad más verdadera y real que ha experimentado la humanidad. La ausencia de Dios es solamente pasajera, porque al bendecir el fuego que representa a Cristo mismo, esa oscuridad es vencida. Y después de la bendición del fuego, tuvimos la procesión con este cirio pascual, que nos habla de Cristo como luz más verdadera prometida por el Padre. La luz que encendería al mundo entero, dando de nuevo calor a corazones congelados por el pecado. Al dar eco a las palabras del diácono Bill, la luz de Cristo y la congregación entera responde confiadamente, gracias a Dios, afirmando que de hecho somos hijos e hijas de la luz y no de la oscuridad. Un poco antes de resurrección, el mundo de los discípulos de repente se paró. Estaba prácticamente estático, paralizados por el miedo, no podían moverse. Pero la resurrección de Cristo cambió todo esto. De repente se escucha movimiento en diferentes direcciones, literalmente. María Magdalena corrió. Los discípulos corrieron. Corrían por todas partes. Y se escucha el sonido de su respiración mientras corrían acercándose al sepulcro de Jesús. La Pascua no es un sustantivo, sino que un verbo. Habla de movimiento, de acciones, levantamiento, escucha, proclamación, una acción de parte de Dios y respondemos también nosotros con acción. Lo observamos en la forma más dramática en la vigilia pascual en esta noche, encendiendo cirios, pasando la luz de uno a otro, vertiendo agua, ungiendo con aceite, etc. Hay bastante movimiento, todo ello articulando o expresando la acción dinámica de la vida divina en nosotros. Pascuando, si hay palabra así, pascuando a Dios en nuestras vidas. Movimientos divinos, recreando y diseñándonos de nuevo. La Pascua, por consiguiente, es asunto de fe, una fe que no puede quedar inerte o estéril. Es como un incendio forestal que transforma todo lo que toca. Así es que ha ido creciendo la fe católica, siempre se está moviendo, alimentando, proclamando, caminando, sanando, celebrando, construyendo, todo ello enraizado en el acontecimiento de la resurrección. Entonces, hermanos, ¿cómo es que están tomando lugar los movimientos pascuales de levantar, escuchar y proclamar en la situación particular en lo que yo me encuentro ahora? Hermanos, el Señor ya ha resucitado. Feliz Pascua.